在我那个，我来那个教会，我们开始的时候，第一件事情，讲到之前第一件事情，就是上师之间第一件事情，就是说彼此都谈
，Let's greet each other。
好吧，有什么习惯吗？
我
我分配大概是三个，所以要。
今天我们谈的是心意更新的变化。
I want to talk about renewing our mind。
因为我们最近在看一本书。
Recently I've been reading a book。
是Dallas Willard 的心理的总数。
It's a book about
心理的总数。
Renovation
of the heart。
Renovation of the heart。
有看过这本书的举手
？Anybody else familiar with this book？
大概大家在华人教会比较多，不那么受欢迎。
Okay, not very popular book among Chinese church。
因为达拉斯威勒他是一个哲学教授。
Dallas is a philosopher。
他不是神学家，他不是神学教授，也不是牧师。
He's not a theologian or a pastor。
所以他写出来，他尽量用比较浅显的语言写出来。
He used very simple language to write this book.
可对我们而言，他觉得很学术。
But it is a very academic book.
可是他的书，他还好几本书。
He wrote several books.
都是跟文字训练有关系。
It's all related to disciple training.
他特别重视到人的生命、灵命的增长。
Especially related to the spiritual growth.
有人说他是美国的当我们讲这话的时候，大家都威了一定很谦卑，不会同意的。他说他是美国的C.S. Lewis。
Somebody called him as C.S. Lewis of United States. He probably the very humble person to accept that title.
所以我们最近就讨论很多有关于心灵的问题。
I want to talk about many things about renewing of the mind.
当圣经讲心灵的时候
，When talk Bible to teach us about mind，
其实是不是我们讲的。像感觉不是我们讲的一般在 New Age 里面讲的心里面那种力量，不是。
It's not about our feeling or what New Age might call inner strength。
圣经里面讲的心灵，事实上是人生命里面最基本的东西。
When Bible talk about the mind, it talk about the very basic part in our human makeup。
有时候我们说它是灵
，our spirit。
有时候我们说它是魂
，sometimes we say our soul。So,
有时候我们说就是我们的意志
or some is just our mind，
其实都分不清楚。
These are very hard.
对犹太人这些都一样。
For many Jews, these are all the same thing.
所以当诗人说我的心啊，
when people say, oh my heart，
你为什么忧闷？
Why are you anxious within me？
他说对里面自己的心说话。
He is speaking to his own heart.
对他里面那个人来说话。
He is speaking to the inner person.
所以当我们讲到心灵的重塑的时候。
When we talk about renovation of our mind, our soul,
是我们生命。
It's about our life.
就是我们自己。
It's about ourselves.
我们做个祷告。
Let's start with a prayer.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Our Father, we thank you.
让我们能够在下午的时候能够有聚在这里能够敬拜。
And this afternoon we can come together to worship you.
这些都是你的恩典。
These are all your blessing to us.
主啊，我们时间很少。
In this short time,
但是我们相信你给我们话是荣耀的。
Yeah, we know you have many words you want to impart to us.
求你就帮助我。
Help us.
感谢赞美。
We praise you and thank you.
奉耶稣的
名。We go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请看下一张。
Let's go to the next page.
这是大家熟悉的经文。
Scripture are very familiar to all of you.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查阅何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
do not be conformed to this world, but be renewed renew your mind so that you can know the perfect will of God.
我相信你们都查过这段经文。
You are all familiar with this verse.
里面很丰富的经文，这些经。
This has a lot of deep meaning.
如果再加上上一节的话
，If you also include the verse before,
弟兄们
，brother，
你们将身体献上，先求巴迪阿斯谁帮助活气。
This is something pleasing to God.
好，接着去。
And then this verse.
我们可以花十个礼拜、十二个礼拜、二十个礼拜，我们来讲这两节经文。
These two verses can take maybe 10 weeks just to study them.
我们还讲不完。
We would not even have covered them.
我们今天就特别讲心意更新的变化。
Today I want to say the renewing of our mind, the transforming of our way.
我们希望能够讲到神的旨意。
I want to know. I want to talk about God's will.
但是我们可能没有时间。
Maybe we won't be able to reach.
什么是神的旨意？我们大概先摸到一下。
Let's just briefly talk about God's will.
神在我们身上的旨意是什么
？What is God's will?
神有很多种旨意。
God has many wills.
有一种旨意是跟我们一点都没有关系。
Some of the will might not be related to us personally.
它是往前推的。
It's something that
神的国是归我们人的软弱主体。
Because God's kingdom will not be hindered by our
will. 不会因为有什么样的敌对的势力。
Not because of any antagonism.
你有在纽约市昨天有爆炸案，对不对
？There was an explosion in New York City yesterday.
神的旨意不会有多少的爆炸案而停止。
God's will will not be hindered because there's some explosion.
神的国度前往前进的工作是从永远到永远不会停止。
Because God's kingdom will be forward moving.
这是他的旨意。
That is one of God's will.
没有世界上一个被造的人能够拦止他。
That God's will can never be stopped.
安静在我们身上。
The other kind of God's will is what?
是上帝要我们生命里面能够流出来、彰显出来的那种。
What God wants to us to manifest in our life?
是跟我们的表现、跟我们的心、跟我们的道德有关系。
Something related to our heart, our behaviors.
在这件事情、在这个执行上，神给我们完全的自由意志。
In these God's will are related to our free will.
神有没有让我们有自由的心，能够去跟着神，知道神的心意来过我们的生活？
God gave us a free will so that we want to know His will.
神有给我们自由意志，让我们抵挡他，不愿意过他，我们盼望我们过的生活。
He also gave us a free will so we can refuse to obey Him.
所以这个旨意跟我们人生有关系。
This way of God is related to our life.
我们怎么样过一个真实的人生
？How are we going to live a life that is genuine?
我们怎么样过一个里面跟外面一样的生活
？A life that is consistent within and without.
我们如何在服事里面充满喜乐
？How can we worship God with joy?
如何在生活中能够将基督在我们生命里面美好能够流露出来
？How can we manifest Christ in our life?
都跟这个职业有关系。
These are all deeply related to this way of God.
请看下一张。
Let's go to the next sheet.
有四个问题。
There are four questions here.
这一点，在这一点里面有四个问题，我们可以提出来。
There are four questions that we ask from this
world. 心意更新的变化。
To renew our mind.
什么是变化
？What is to renew?
变化的目的是什么
？What's the end purpose of that renewal?
第二个。
Secondly,
心意要更新。
Your mind to be renewed.
为什么心意要更新
？Why must our mind be renewed?
新的特色是什么？
What are the characteristics of a renewed mind?
第三个问题
，Thirdly，
如何更新我们的心意
？How are we to renew our mind?
当我们心意更新的时候，在我们生命里面的果效冲击是什么
？When our mind is renewed, what effect does that have in our life?
我们今天讲到的唯一的限制是时间。
Today our limitation is time.
我不知道我可以讲一点。两点还三点，我不知道，我现在不知道。
I don't know how many points I can cover this afternoon.
我们要圣灵来带领，可以吗
？The Holy Spirit leads.
李瑞亚。
第一个变化的目的是什么
？What is the purpose of renewal？
再下一张。基本上，当我们在讨论到生命的问题的时候
，When we begin to talk about life，
我们对生命的本质，我们必须要有同一个看法。
We must come to an agreement about our view on life.
这世界上人文主义的社会
，in this humanistic life world，
对这个社会大部分的人，他们不相信耶稣的。
Most people living today don't believe in Jesus Christ.
他们觉得人是有好的可能。
He said man is capable to become good by himself.
我今天做一些事情，我可以让我生命
明天比今天更好。I can do something to improve my life today.
我可以靠着自己的努力或者别人努力，让我的生命一天比一天更好。
By my own effort, by help from other people, I can improve my daily life.
其实这也是我们中国人体现来很底层的思想。
This is also some Chinese deeply believing.
我们相信我们的做。
We believe we can achieve them.
我们相信要付上自己的努力，我们自己的责任。
We know we have to pay the price, but we have our responsibility.
我们不需要其他的。
We don't need help.
我们的工作都在自己的手上。
The result of our life in our hands.
握在我自己家人的手上。
It's all in the hand of myself or my family.
但是圣经不是这样看。
However, this is not what the Bible teaches.
在启示录里面讲。
In the book of Revelation,
他说，圣灵跟老底嘉教会说
，The Holy Spirit speaks to the Church of Nicodemus.
老底嘉，老底，
Nicodemus the Church of.
你说你是富足的
，You say you are rich.
你说你已经发财
，You say you are prosperous.
你说你一点都不缺
，You say you lack nothing.
却不知你是那困苦
，Neither do you realize you are in poverty. You are poor.
贫穷的
，You are utterly poor.
瞎眼的。
You are blind,
赤身的。
You are naked.
所以人对生命的看法跟上帝对生命的看法是不同的。
You see, the Bible people with biblical view of that the church is very
different. 在我们的生命里面，我们教导我们的小孩子要努力，要努力，你以后会有成就的，你以后会建立你自己的家室，你的事业，大家会喜欢你，大家会敬佩。
Very often we tell our children, you got to try harder and harder so that you can become prosperous.Become popular.
所以在孩子的心里面，他也要建一个很美很美的房子。
That's why in his mind, you want to build a beautiful edifice.
那生命就像那个房子一样，让大家会羡慕。
You want to build a beautiful house for himself.
可对神而言
，But to God,
我的房子就像照片上的房子。
Our house that we build, it would be like that picture.
破败不堪。
It's a decrepit house.
我们觉得是荣耀的。
We might think it's glorious.
上帝觉得是可怜的困
难。But in God's view, it's a poor house.
我们觉得是富足的。
We might think it's abundant house.
上帝看是贫穷。
But for God, in God's view, it's utterly poverty.
我们看的这本书，大部分的书里面一个基础点，大多是为了说现在的一般教会的领袖。
In Dallas book, one of the main points is that most leaders in the church today,
特别是那些领袖在反省基督教教会在过去一百年成长的历史
as we that they look back over the hundreds of years of church growth,
或是更近五十年、三十年、二十年
or even recent 50 years or 30 years,
他们觉得
they come to realize,
教会在基督徒灵命的建造上面是失败的
they feel thatin terms of spiritual growth, church has been failed.
我们希望很多人信基督，他用一个英文字。
A faith they in English they use.
他说我们要建立的基督教是 Christianity by admission.
Admission. They want to build a church that we admit.
我们传福音。要让很多人嘴巴承认他是基督徒。
We want to share the gospel to such a way that people will profess, admit that they are Christian.
我们的方式已经不像是耶稣在马太福音二十八章里面说，你要使万民作主。
We no longer apply to the Great Commission that to share the gospel to the whole nation.
我们是帮助我们的弟兄姐妹，让他们变成。
We not only help our brothers to become disciples.
那么里面到外面都是跟随耶稣的。
So that their inner person, their outer behavior all conform to Jesus.
我们必须很承认这是教会的缺陷。
We must admit this has been a major defect in church.
而且这是一个普遍性的现象。
But this is also very prevalent.
当然，这讲的这些的牧师跟神学家，或者灵修特别注重灵修神学的这些人，他们是西方的弟兄。
Many of these church leaders are in the Western church.
我们中华人教会，我们要思想
，among the Chinese church，
我们到底做到了
？We must negative, but what have we have accomplished?
我们对生命的建造是不是有那么多那么多的热情？
Have we been enthusiastic on the spiritual growth?
你看下一张吗？
Let's turn to the next page.
啊，这为了为了讲，为啊，当时为了讲，重塑我们的心灵是你我最重要的事情。
He said, renovation of our spirit is the most important thing in our life.
什么是心灵？因为心灵是启动我们生命的地方。
Because the spiritual is where the motivation of our life started.
当大家讲这个，他是他心灵是用 heart.
He used the word heart, our heart is where the source of our motivation.
无论是思想、情感、计划、行动，都是从那里开始。
Because that's where your emotion, your thought, and your plan started.
我们心以前不认识神。
Our heart did not know God before.
即使现在也常常有影响。
Even now we are separated from Him.
他说现在
like right now
是重新塑造我们心灵的时候。
It's the time to renovate our heart.
再下一张。所以讲他讲重新塑造就是变化。
That's why the change or metamorphosis
就是改变
is change.
这个改变刚翻译已经讲了，它那个字就是蜕变
is metamorphosis.
在这个同样这个字变化这个字，在罗马书十二章第二节里面讲变化这个字。
When you talk about metamorphosis, moment change,
同一个字用在分散变相
is also is a word that used in the mouth of transfiguration.
你都记得马太福音马可福音里这个讲。
You remember that story in the book?
主耶稣把他带把带着彼得、雅各、约翰到山上去。
Jesus took Peter and John to the mountain.
在马可福音里面讲说，有人在没有尝死味之前，他要见到神的荣耀。
In the book of Gospel of Luke, it says people who witness before they die.
他讲的就是彼得、雅各、约翰。
They are talking about these people.
啊，在哪里见到荣耀？
There they see the glory.
Yeah, 在 mountain.
In the mount of transfiguration.
所以第二节，他就在他面前变形象。
Right before their eyes, Jesus was transfigured.
所以这样说，他的脸像是
His face shone like sun.
他的衣服放光，其实洁白。
The light shine out his clothes.
在马可福音里面讲说，地上没有一种东西像他那样白。
Nothing as white as we have seen on earth.
所以这是一个变化。
This is a transfiguration.
同一个字
，is the same word.
圣经都是非常准确。
它 use very specific.
当它用同一个字来描写两件事情的时候
，when you use the word this word to describe a phenomenon,
它指的是同一个本质。
Is referring to the same thing.
当新说心意更新的变化，不是我们今天变得更有爱的。
When your mind is renewed, not that you increase your ability,
或者说我们变得更漂亮
or we look better,
或者变得更有能力
or we become more intelligent,
或者在教会里面服侍的更加让人家觉得说你是一个会服侍的
or somehow you become more effective in your service in church,
甚至说我今天变得更爱
or we become more loving,
这一切都包括在
these are all included,
可是真正的变化是像主耶稣那样的变化他的荣耀，天上的荣耀被显出来。
But the real change is like the transfiguration.
荣耀是在主耶稣基督的生命
，where the glory of God was manifest in Jesus.
保罗说：“你的心意要更新要变化，它不是长久。”
When Paul said that your mind has to be renewed, it now
is not the old. 当代很多的心理学家说：“你要 improve yourself， 你要让你自己更好。”
Not merely that you should improve yourself.
你如果以前有很多书店，现在很多书店都关了，因为线上书店关了。
Yeah, right now there are not too many bookstores that we can visit because of internet.
我以前到书店的时候，比如说 Borders,
I used to go to Borders, 对吧？
有整面的墙
，a whole shelf of
them, 都是 self improvement.
It's all self improvement.
所以现在你知道，我们需要改进。
We all know we need improvement.
可耶稣不是讲。
But Jesus is not talking about improvement.
耶稣知道是说的，让你的生命有主耶稣基督生命的荣耀。
Jesus is talking about so that your life can manifest the glory of Jesus.
这个变化是深刻的。
That change is deep and profound.
就是这个变化是伟大
的。That is great. Is a great change.
就是变化是荣耀的。 that change
glory.
这个变化是人做过来的，是神要做的。
That change is only God, not making.
这个变化是让神的国度临到人间。
That change is related to the coming of God's kingdom.
这个变化是有能力。
And that change is very powerful.
所以当保罗讲这个你要心意更新的变化的时候，不是一件简单的事情。
That's why when Paul talk about renewing our mind,
他讲的是像主耶稣基督在山上那样的变化。
He talk about a transfiguration of what happened to Christ in the mountain.
那变化是什么？
What is that change?
变化包括外面的变化。
It does include exterior change.
这是世界上唯一不变的事情，就是变化。
The only thing not changing in the world is change.
但是人最不想做的事情就是变化。
What we hate the most is also change.
各位弟兄姐妹。
Forgive me, my brother.
旁边讲的真的是，教会是最不喜欢变化。
Church is where we meet despite change.
我讲的不是你们教会，你们教会只愿意变化，
还要重新抱怨去。
我常常在 Facebook 上面看到你，又多了一步，又进去了。
I follow up with your progress on the Facebook.
感谢赞美。
I praise God for you.
如果我们变化的话，不改变，向着耶稣来改变的话，我们就在后面，我们就在神了。
We must change. We must change that Jesus Christ will also be led.
但是变化包括外面的变化，没有错。
Indeed, the change includes an exterior change.
但马太福音里面讲说，义人在他个人国里要发出光来，像太阳一样。
The righteous should shine like light in God's kingdom.
当我们变化的时候，我们生命就流露光彩。
When we have experienced change, the light will shine in our life.
所以这也说，树好就结出好果子。
The Bible says that a good tree will bear good fruit.
主耶稣说，看果子就知道树。
By looking at the fruit, you know the tree.
所以我们必定有外面变化。
We must have exterior change.
但外面的变化不是最基本的。
But the exterior change is not the fundamental.
请到下一页。
Let's go to the next page.
我们看到变化的首重是内在的变化。
We see the change in.The important change, the inner change.
是从里面出来的变化。
It's something come from within.
但我们说变化的时候，不是从一个行为里面到另外一个行为而已。
Not just a mere change of behavior.
不是从肉体的行为到了律法的行为。
Now that now we begin to obey the law.
这个是保罗在罗马书里面一直在阐述的一
个。This is something Paul has emphasized in his epistle.
你以前是肉属肉体。
Before you belong to the flesh.
你现在应该是属圣。
Now you should be spiritual.
但是你却开倒车变成属律法。
But see it now, contrary, you become
the law. 所以保罗在罗马书里面看到三种人。
That's why Paul sees three kinds of people.
一个是属肉体的。
One is of the flesh.
一个是属律法的。
One is of the law.
一个是圣。
One is of the spirit.
当我们做基督徒的时候
，When we are Christian，
我们离开肉体
，We leave the flesh behind.
肉体是什么
？What is flesh？
肉体就是凡是属于天然的
，whatever
人的
，whatever is naturally human，
不靠神的
，something that we don't need God，
都是属肉体
，is all of the flesh。
所以亚伯拉罕的儿子
，That's why the son of Abraham，
有从夏产生的。
There's one come from Isaac.
有从撒拉生的。
There's one come from Sarah.
从人的眼光看都是一样。
For people think both sons are the same.
他们都怀孕的生子。
They are both coming from pregnant.
也许下表的孩子还比较健康一点。
因为Hagar's son is even more healthy.
因为他比较年轻。
Because she was younger.
对不对？然后撒拉已经九十岁了。
Sarah was 90 when she had.
她生出来孩子怎么会多
？Cannot be that healthy.
可是上帝说。
Of God,
你借着下场生出来是你自己肉体。
The Hagar, the son from Hagar is of the flesh.
就按照你天然人的思想，你人类的思考、逻辑、判断来做的。
It's of the human plan, the human design.
但靠着撒拉出来的孩子的后裔，是按照神的应许出来。
But the child from Sarah is from the promise of God.
我们基督徒
，as Christian,
当相信耶稣之后
，once we accept Christ,
我们跟耶稣说：“我靠你。”
We tell him now
we 我要跟随你。
I want to follow.
我不再按照我的方式来做事情。
No longer my old self.
我把我肉体丢到一边去。
I discard my flesh.
我取而代之的是律法。
I very often we substitute with the law.
常常
very often that's the case.
我们都要小心。
We must be very careful.
在加拉太里面说，圣灵所写的果子就是这些。
In the book of Galatians, he says the fruit of the Spirit are these.
凡是属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情之欲从命来之下上。
Those who have nailed the flesh to the cross are.
当保罗说这个的时候，他不是说肉体要被另外一个律法所取代。
Paul is not so that the law can now substitute your flesh.
他真正让我们里面能够活出来是上帝的。
So that he is talking about that God's spirit might live out in our life.
所以我要知道改变。
So we want to know that transformation.
改变是圣灵的改变。
The transformation, prompted by the Spirit,
是因着耶稣的大能而有圣灵的果子，这样的。
It was by the power of Jesus, so that we can bear the fruit of the Spirit.
是由你而外的改变。
It's something start from within and coming out.
首先必须耶稣基督做的工作，我们才可能有的改变。
This is the work initiated or started by Jesus.
让我们在一生里面，让圣灵一直充满我们，一直的改变。
That throughout all our life, that our life will begin to be transformed.
那为什么要改变？
Why do we need to be transformed?
在罗马书八章七节说，体贴肉体就是与神为仇，因为不服神律法也是不能服。
Those who who are over fresh, do things that's over fresh.
所以我们在信主之前是体贴肉体。
Before we become believer, we live by flesh.
我们不服。
We do not obey God.
我们其实想服，我们也不能，没有那个能力。
Even if we want to obey Him, we do not obey.
因为我们想借着自己的意来让自己得到荣耀。
Because we want to our will, want to glorify Him.
自己想要加上些什么。
We want to increase ourselves.
所以那时候我们是罪奴。
So at that time we are slaves of sin.
看下一张。
The next page.
在罗马书六章十八节，你们既从罪得了释放，就做了义的奴。
When you are liberated by sin, you become the slave of righteousness.
六章二十二节说，你们现在从罪里得了释放，就做了神的奴仆。
Now I set you free from sin, you become the slave.
就有神圣的果子，结局就是永生。
There you bear the fruit of righteousness.
哦，所以基督徒实在是烂很苦，对不对？我要不是罪的奴仆，要不是义的奴仆。
I would say that we are either the slave of righteousness or slave of sin.
可是这样的吗？
Is that the case?
再下一张。
In the next page.
我们看在圣经看到另外一个真理是。
We see this another truth there.
我们只有在主耶稣基督里面才能有真正的自由。
Like say that where there is the spirit of God, there is the liberty.
义的奴仆是我们甘心愿意的。
When you are a slave of righteousness, you are free.
这个不是我们不得已。
When we are slave of sin, we are being compelled.
所以基督释放我们是释放我们做义的奴仆。
That's why Christ set us free so that we become the slave of righteousness.
义的奴仆跟自由是一件事。
Because righteousness, through slave of righteousness is related to true liberty.
这个是世界上的语言，世界上文化。搞不懂。
This is something that in human language have a hard time describing.
奴隶就是奴隶。
Slavery is slavery.
自由就是自由。
Liberty is liberty.
怎么会相等？
How can they be the same?
可是在圣经里面是一样的。
However, there is a meaning point in the Bible.
所以基督释放了我们，叫我们做义的奴仆，叫我们得以自由。
So that's why Bible says that he liberates us from sin so that we become slaves of righteousness and now we can liberate.
不要再被奴仆的恶所辖制。
We are no longer enslaved, entrapped by sin.
好，我们今天成了基督徒。
Now we have become a Christian.
你觉得自由吗？
Are you liberated?
你觉得你是有完全的自由？
Do you feel you are in liberty?
你心里面有害怕吗？
Are there fear within you?
你心里面有恐惧吗？
Are there a lot of fear?
你心里面有不安全感？
Is there insecurity in you?
你心里面有欲念在里面捆绑吗？
Are there many love that entrap you?
当问你这些的时候是问我。
When I ask you, I'm asking myself.
每一个问题都是 yes.
So all the
答案都是 yes.
The answer to all these questions are yes.
这是我们基督徒的方向。
你找。至少
可是不是上帝要的方式。
But this is not the situation God wants us to be.
上帝要我们 在这些事情上面得到真正的自由。
Want us to be liberated from all these.
基督徒常在里面, 信主的人, 他里面说, 哎, 我实在主,
many times we say, miserable life I am. When we face ourselves honestly, many things we want to get away with. We don't want to be entrapped by these. We want to go to a place that we can be accepted the way we are.
我希望能够被爱，就是因着我这个样子，这个缺陷，这个不完美的样子，是这样子爱。
We want to be loved just the way we are, so that we don't have imperfection.
我真是想做我自己。
I want to be myself.
我不想再去尝试做别人。
I don't want to be someone else.
这个话好像是我听一句话也跟我讲。
This is something I told
them. 他们没有跟我讲这个话。
那你再没有信心，可是我相信这样的话。But I believe that's what I'm saying. Are you enjoying your
family?
Are you enjoying your family?
你享受你的服事吗?
Are you enjoying your service?
还是你一直想逃出来?
Or you are trying to get away?
你真是跟上帝祷告说, 有时候你跟自己说, 好不好给我一点点的自由?
Do you pray to God, God give me some freedom?
我想你都知道, 你都知道。
You probably all know.
在教会里面跟在教会外面, 离婚率是一样的。
The divorce rate in church and outside are the same.
所以这跟是不是信主没有关系。
That's why divorce doesn't affect whether you are believer or not.
我说的是跟你是不是说你是基督徒没有关系。
Whether you are a professed Christian or not, it doesn't affect you.
起码在统计上看不出任何的比重。
At least statistically, they are the same.
真正的关系在我们心。
Because the core difference is within our heart.
加拉太书说，基督释放我们，叫我们得自由，叫我们站立稳，不要被奴仆的辖制。
In the book of Galatians, it tells us God liberated us so that we no longer be slaves to the sin.
我们今天没有肉体的，也许没有肉体的恶在我们身上。
Maybe they are not allowed to evil desire in our flesh.
但是我们觉得有其他的恶在我们身上。
But we feel there's something else. We don't feel liberated.
但圣经告诉我们里面必须要。
The Bible said that your heart must be liberated.
当我们到有一天我们爱我们所做的事情。
When we can one day genuinely do the thing that we love to do.
当我们所做的事情跟我们想要做的事情是一件事情的时候。
When what we want to do is exactly what we do.
那就是真自由。
That is indeed true liberty.
Amen.
Amen.
看下一个。
Let's go to the next sheet.
那人心的特性是什么？
So what are some of the characteristics of human heart? What is within human heart?
如果说人心要得到释放,
if our heart is to be liberated,
我们要先到人心, 知道人心是什么?
We must first know what is human heart.
你知道现在最显现在的显学是什么？ 很多显学就是 prominent
One of the most prominent science. If you ask anybody who are in research, they all want to go to neuroscience.
人到一个地步看到上帝所创造的我们自己。
Because we want to genuinely see what God has created within us.
真的是太奇了。
Because something that's very profound.
我们回来看自己。
As we look at
回来就自己。
If we look at in within ourselves,
好，让我们知道怎么解决当前问题。
So we want to look in so that we can know how to resolve the problem.
你知道里面有多少 neuron 吗？
You know how many nerves and Yes.
他同时在做很多事情。
They all them are moving.
他可以看，同时看到这么多的事情，这么多的 image 在我前面。我还能够讲话，我还能看看就是，还能同时的在我想事情，这些都是我在同时。
My mind is simultaneous, do so many things.
心在里面占了一个绝对性的。
And the heart is a critical factor within that.
是现在 neuroscience 还没想到，还没找到。
This is something that even neuroscience said not yet discovered.
是相识，是比起者。
Either the heart is against God or for God.
我们需要帮助我们的心回到一个状态，让神能够充分使用神在我们里面做的创造。
We must allow our heart in such a way that God can.
那是我们的心里面能够彰显出来神。
That's only way our heart can manifest the power of God.
可以说我们的心是让我们得到自由的一个媒介。
The heart is an important link to God.
或是叫做自由的一个自由的机器，或者自由的一个器皿。
Is a mechanism in which that we can link up to God.
我们的身体。
Our body cannot do it.
我们身体想要得到自由。
Our body might want to be liberated.
我们常常觉得一下就是自
由。Very often the body suddenly is entrapped.
不信你试试看。
You can try.
你度假的时候，你到海滩上去躺。
You go lie down on the beach on vacation.
你告诉我。
You tell me.
你心里在想。
What are you thinking?
你可为什么都不想。
Can you not think about?
还是在想，还在想你老板。
You are still thinking about your boss.
还在想你太太。
You think about your wife.
希望不要想到别的，就想你太太。
You think about your wife.
想你孩子。
Or your children.
想我邻居那个草头哥。
About your neighbor.
很多很多的事情。
So many things you think about.
当我们想到身体自由的时候。
When we want our body to be free.
一下子自由。
By the way, we are not free.
一个最明显的例子就是浪。
The most prominent example is the prodigal son.
浪子他要自由。
The prodigal son want to be free.
我要他放着的家。
I want to get what I deserve.
他就离开了。
He left the family.
他觉得他离开了家里。
He want to leave his
home. 他就自由。
That he can be free.
他反而更多的。
In the end, he was more entrapped.
他到一个地步。
To a degree.
他只能吃跟猪来抢东西吃。
He can only eat other pig.
他要得到身体的自由。
He wants to be free.
他要外面的自由。
He wants to be exhibited.
反而给他更多的锁链在他身上。
He end up with greater bondage.
他怎么得到自由？
How is he?
他怎么得到重新的自由？
How can he be?
圣经里面说他醒悟过来。
He must wake up. I would say.
他用什么来醒悟过来？
How was he awake?
用他的心。
He started in his heart.
英文叫做 Canto Sense.
Bible says that he comes to his
senses. 这是从心里面出
来。He started in his heart.
真正的自由必须由心来得到。
True liberation starts within your heart.
我最喜欢看的一部电影就是《Redemption of Shang》。
Redemption of Shang。
谁知道这？谁知道香榭？还是什么？就是一个他被关起来的时候，他被关起来，他的律师被关起来，可他看在里面用各种方式，他花了十几年的时间来计划逃离。
He was in jail, in prison, but he was so decades planning how to.
我非常喜欢这个。
I really enjoy that.
他告诉我们人心，我们里面心的力量可以多么强大。
He said the inner power is so great.
真正的力量从里面出来。
The true strength comes from within.
有一个流行音乐的作曲家，
那个 popular music 的 composer
叫 Ray Charles。
Ray Charles，
你们知道 Ray Charles 有单什么 ？Ray Charles， 他眼睛看不到
，He's the blind person。
他可能做了很多事
情。He composed many songs。
对，他在七岁的时候眼睛就看不见。
He became blind when he was 7 years old。
他在眼睛看不见之前，他看到了最后几件事情是他的比如说他的 brother 被淹死。
The last thing he saw before his mother eyesight is his brother John.
所以当他看不见的时候，他事实上对他也是一种解放。
So for him to become blind actually is some sort of liberation.
他眼睛看不见的时候，他好像他的父母后来被谋杀了。
They found
his parents were murdered.
It's a very romantic life.
He lived a very tragic life.
But Ray Charles, he, in his body, he didn't see his eyes, he needed more and more limitations.
When we see this blind man walk in many limitations,
he is limited
by the lack of sight.
可是对 Charles 而言，他是一个重新的释放。
But for him is a liberation.
他开始用他里面心里的眼睛来看音乐。
He began to use his inner eye to experience music.
来看他周围的世界。
Experience his surroundings.
他说他可以把整首的曲子在他脑袋里面完成。
He said, I can compose the whole song in my mind.
不需要弹一个音。
I don't need a piano to help me.
他心灵的力量是巨大的。
Ray was his inner strength.
他里面，他用上帝给他的能力，在他脑袋里面来产生出能量的音乐。
He used the strength that God gave him to create music in his mind.
这是一种自由。
This is a liberation. This is a freedom.
人心有特性。
Our heart have a few particular characteristics.
更新这个字只有在另外一个地方出现过。
Renewing appear on another place in the Bible.
在以弗所书四章二十三节。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 23.
所以又将你的心智改换一新。
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
这个很有意思。
This is very interesting.、
我看了几个版本，英文翻译。
I went through several translations.
King James 它翻译是。Spirit of your mind.
Spirit of your mind.
他说你的 mind 或是你的心，事实上是有灵，自己的灵在里面。
He said that your mind has a spirit of its own.
相当于一个人在里面。
Look at this. Another person.
一个做主的。
Someone who can.
那因为他是 spirit.
Because that is a spirit.
所以他可以选择敬拜神或不信拜神。
The spirit can choose to worship God or to ignore Him.
也许由不得我。
It's something that you cannot help yourself.
当我们要想要敬拜神的时候，我里面的心是选择不敬拜神。
Sometimes we want to worship Him, our body can, our mind.
所以以弗所书里面讲，你的心智改换一新，他告诉你这个心智的特性。
That's why He said, renew in the spirit of your mind.
所以接到罗马书十二章第一节。
When we go back to Romans chapter 12,
他说你们要如此的侍奉乃是理所当然。
Your service is what you ought to do.
这句话是接着前面十一章，整个十一章的保罗的解释圣经的真理。
This is like a summary of that chapter.
他说所以
therefore,
你们要如此的侍奉。
You must serve him.
这是理所当然的事情。
Because this is your
其实，如果你看十一章最后面
，If you see chapter 11 in the end，
当保罗从第一章因信称义的真理
，start from saved by faith，
到第五章、第六章成圣
，so that we become sanctified，
到第九、第十看到他的同胞以色列人也要得救。
In the chapter 9，
他说你的道路高过我的道路。
When you talk about your way is higher than my way.
你的意念高过我的意念。
Your mind is greater higher than my mind.
我现在的心已经不再是奴仆的心。
But my mind no longer
is my way. 我现在的是儿子的心。
所以我要到你面前
来做一件事情。
I want to come before you to do one thing.
我要敬拜。
I want to worship.
所以实际上最后面就是一段敬拜。
That's why end of chapter 11 is a worship.
一个 doxology。
Doxology.
所以这段敬拜完之后接到十二章。
And from there, he goes to
他跟上帝讲完话之后，转过来对他弟兄姐妹说。
After he faced that, he turned around and faced his
brother. 所以
，therefore he said,
你们要如此敬拜。
You must serve him.
理所当然。
Because this is
侍奉这个字是敬拜。
To worship is to serve him.
同一个字。
It's the one and same word.
同一个字。所以十二章第一节讲到敬拜，十二章第二节讲到心意更新。
Okay, in chapter 12, we talk about the renewing of our mind.
所以这个心意是跟敬拜是相连的。
That's why, our mind is related to worship.
我们按照天然人，我没办法敬拜上帝。
As a nature person, by our nature, we cannot
worship God. 所以我们的心智能够更换一些。
Unless our mind is renew.
让神来帮助
我们。Let God help.
让我们的心真的能转向神。
Let our heart be turned to God.
让我们真的敬拜。
So we can indeed worship Him.
心能够选择敬拜神，跟不敬拜神。
Because our heart can choose to worship Him or not.
这是我们心灵的特色。
This is something very particular. This is particular in our heart.
不管多少的心理学家跟你讲说，你的心不受你自己意志的决定。
No matter what psychologist tell you that your heart mind is not controlled by your heart.
对，也不对。
Right or wrong?
如果你在，我们还在罪里面。
That was why we are yet sinners.
我们的心不自由。
Our heart is in bondage.
当我们的心被主耶稣的血遮盖改变的时候，
Once our heart has been washed by the blood of Christ，
那时我们就要选择，有能力来选择，也应该要选择来敬拜上帝。
Then we have the ability to choose to worship。
下一张，心的第二个特色，它是败坏。
The second characteristic of our heart is that it is fallen。
约利米书第十七章第九节，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透？
In the book of Jeremiah, it said, "Heart is more deceitful than anything. Who can understand it?"
你在网络上看个笑话
，You have ever heard a joke in the internet?
聪明的人都一样
，People who are intelligent, they are all the same.
可是人要愚蠢的话是没有底线
，But they don't learn the true stupidity.
这句话用到这里，人的邪恶，人的诚信的败坏。是没有底线。
They know limit to the deceitfulness of human heart.
我们人善于来伤害。
We very often easily hurt other people.
想一想，我们一天，我们想到多少时间是伤害自己
？How often do you think about yourself in a day?
多少时间我们想到神，想不上？
How much time do we think about God or other people?
啊，这个比例实在太悬殊了。
The ratio is really very
great. 我不知道你，我是很悬殊。
For me, it's a big different ratio.
我乐求神来帮助。
I pray God will help me.
人心败坏。
How deceitful is our heart?
如果对，你可以回去看《提摩太书》三章一到五节。
You go take a look at Timothy.
他说：“若末世必有极难的日子来到，那时人要专顾自己。”
He said, "In the end time, people will be lovers of self."
贪爱钱财
，love of money，
自夸
，boastful，
狂傲
，arrogant，
放肆
，is slanderous，
违背父母
，disobedient to parents，
忘恩负义
，ungrateful，
心不圣洁
，unclean heart，
不解怨，不清洁，不解怨，好说谗言
，talkative and no affection。
不能自己制约，不能
自己控制，
性情凶暴
，angry，
不爱良善
，not lover of good，
卖友不卖友
，deceitful。
我现在还没念到一半
，this is the half of this。
保罗讲那时候的光景
，Paul talk about in his time。
如果说我不把这说这种圣经来，好像就讲现在。
Actually, these are very much similar to our age.
两千年来并没有改变。
我说到今年，并没有。
可能还更糟糕。
Indeed, we have become worse.
看到过去十年来，整个美国的社会已经转向。
If you just look at our society in the last 10 years,
有人说现在美国的社会是一个后基督教的社会。
Some people say American society is a post-Christian society.
Post-Christianity
society.
基督教里面的思想的原则或是标准，已经不再是美国社会的标准主流思想。
The standard in Christianity is no longer the main thought in our society.
这不是一天两天产生出来的。
This is not happen one in a day or two.
这是可能是过去一百多年的结果。
This is the result of past
100 years. 我们要让历史学家、社会学家、神学家来做这个研究。
If the historian or theologian do research.
我只要跟各位讲
，I can only tell you，
基督教的思想是美国社会或者西方社会的主流思想，已经一去不复返。
Christianity as the mainstream in the Western society is something that has passed.
刚刚回来。
刚的。
如果我们还这样想法，觉得说这个社会跟我们的价值观认同是一样的，我们在欺骗自己。
If you still think our society is agreement with Christian thought, you are deceiving yourself.
我们现在修正了保守组织，我们在教会里面要怎样保守？
We pray that God teach us how to keep our heart.
下一个，
我
时间比较短，所以我们赶快。
I want to go through the
whole. 第二个特性，我们喜欢拜偶像。
We are worshipper of idol.
我们喜欢将自己的荣耀、自己所造的东西、所要的东西来取代神的荣耀。
We worship and glorify created things rather than the creator.
我们心里面有一个样式，有个形象跟样式。
那个 idol or mindset in our heart.
神说他用他的形象跟样式来造人。God said, "Well, we are
created in His image."
我们用我们的形象跟样式来造上帝。
And then we use our own image to create God.
这形象样式从哪里来
？Where does that image come from?
很多时候是从我们自己为罪来。
Very often that image in our mind comes from sin.
有时候是从我们旁边的人来。
It might come from our people around us.
是从家庭来。
It's coming from your family.
从父母来。
Come from our parents.
如果我是成长在一个父母不相爱的家庭
，If I grow up in a family where mother and father,
我里面出来的形象，我们里面出来的样子 ，image 就不是一个很和乐、有慈爱的家。
My image of a family will be something that's not harmonious.
这变成不是我追求的，一生追求的。
This is not something I want to search for.
我如果不是从爱的环境里面出来
，If I did not grow up in a bad environment of love,
我不会想去，我不会想，我心里面没有那个形象，是我要去求那样子，因为我根本不知道。
There's no loving image for me to pursue because I don't know about it.
反而是我们追求的
，whatever we are reaching out for,
是取代上帝
，is something in substitution of God.
那个就是偶像。
Those worshipping idol.
所以我们人心，我们的心喜欢偶像。
We love to worship idol.
去看下一个。
Let's go to the next one.
我们的心是蒙昧无知的。
Our heart is foolish.
他说：“你既做圣命的儿女，就不要效仿从前蒙昧无知的样子的时候，那放纵私欲的样子。”
You want to become obedient children, not that what you were before, disobedient and indulgent.
对，大罗加前书四章第五节，不要放纵私欲的邪情，向那不认识神的外邦。
Do not give in to the passion of your desire, Gentiles.
所以这两个，一个是保罗，一个是彼得讲，一个是保罗讲。
One is a statement from Peter, the other one.
他们都是对基督徒讲。
They are speaking.
所以基督徒不应该是蒙昧无知。
We should not be foolish.
但是有可能蒙昧无知。
But we could be foolish.
他说你们不要像从前那个样子，从前是蒙昧无知的。
Do not like what you were before foolish.
因为如果我们像从前一样的话，我们生命跟从前没有差别。
If we were like what we were before, we are the same.
这里保罗跟彼得讲到里面。
The Paul and Peter talk about what's within us.
我发觉我们现在这个时代，在网络的时代，我们不太已经对圣经的胃口越来越小，越来越小。
In the time of internet, we have very little desire to learn about the Bible.
我们需要一句小小的话，让我们觉得很感动。
We just one single faith to touch us.
因为我必须跟我在团契里面工作，所以我很多弟兄姊妹都在用 WeChat。
When I'm in our group, we have used WeChat.
That's why we WeChat.
We use WeChat.
我经常讲 WeChat 的坏话，是没关系。只是 WeChat 这种像 Signal 软体，
说回来 WeChat，
让我们的表达，让我们的思想是一个片段性，是一个点，是一个好像一个by side 的一种思想。
WeChat is very fragmented. Many of our thoughts.
所以很多的点，很多的点。
Yeah, many thoughts.
Ideas, 大家贡献，让我们在这个群里面能够去分享。
Everybody contribute a little point.
可是这些 point 他们之间有什么关系
？What are all these points related?
他们是不是互相抵触
？Sometimes they could be contradictory.
他让我吸收到他的目的是什么
what's the purpose for knowing all these things?
这些都不在考虑之内。
This is something that we not in our consideration.
可是你知道
，But as you know，
在上帝的启示里面，需要一段长的时间来思想一段神的启示。
We need time to meditate to understand God's revelation.
这是人的本性。
That is our human nature.
他不会因为今天 WeChat 或是其他的软体，或是这个时代 technology 改变，就改变我们人的本性。
The new technology cannot change our nature.
如果摩西要在山上四十昼夜
，In Moses spent 40 days and nights in the mountain.
我们不会需要这个东西。
We probably need as much time.
我们教会不能再教导出蒙昧无知的。
The church cannot teach.
我们必须回到圣经里面。
We must come back to the Bible.
来确定我们真的知道上帝的心。
So that we can indeed truly know God's law.
好，请看下一个。
Let's go to the next point.
第二个，我们下一个我们是时常刚硬，人心时常刚硬。
Our heart is stubborn.
他说你心思不要向外邦人存虚妄的心，他们心底昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
We do not want to be like Gentile, but our wantonness or our heart, that we are separated from life.
刚硬是我们内心里面最深最深的疾病。
The stubbornness in the heart is one of the most serious diseases.
这个疾病让我们没办法去顺服向神敞开。
That disease prevents us from open ourselves to God.
我没办法让我们能够顺服基督。
Hinder us from obey obedience.
我们也看不到，因为心刚硬关系，我们也看不到上帝基督的荣美。
Because of the stubbornness of our heart, we cannot see the beauty of God.
刚硬是只有不信主的人才刚硬。
Is stubbornness of God only among unbelievers?
也许不是。
Maybe probably not.
特别是他们信主很长一段时间。
For many people who have believed for a long
time. 我觉得我该看的都看过。
You feel that I've seen everything.
到该听的都听过。
I heard all the sermons.
我不知道我还能够学什么。
Or is there anything new for me to learn?
我们心已经刚硬。
I show your heart.
我们心已经不再柔软。
You become not soft anymore.
我们心封闭起
来。Our heart become closed.
觉得这些跟我们没有关系。
You feel that there's nothing new for us.
所以我们在教会当中，在家庭里面
，in the family，
我们慢慢成为局外人
，we become an outsider。
你有听过太太抱怨说他在那里，其他不在。
Very often you hear that he's there but he's not there。
对啊，就是。
来，
当一个人心刚硬的时候，旁边的人跟他没有关系。
When someone's heart is closed, he's not open to other people。
这带出更多更多的孤独感，
寂寞的 ，a lot of isolation and loneliness。
如果人会觉得寂寞，上帝也觉得寂寞。
If you feel lonely, you are lonely from God.
因为上帝伤你个心。
Because God is not without your heart.
下一
个 ，Let's go to the next page.
心很重要。
The heart is an important battleground.
心是我们最重要的战场。
Heart is the most important battle.
信主前
，before we become
信主后
，afterwards，
一直到我们见主日
，until the day that we see God，
不要把开一口气战
，don't have break，
心就是战场
，the heart is the battle.
哥林多后书十章四到五节说，我们的征战的兵器不是属血气的，乃是在神面前能力可以攻破坚固的营垒。
The weapon of warfare is not flesh, but of spiritual.
将各样的计谋、各样男主人认识神的那些自暴之事一概攻破。
Now we can overcome all the scheme of men that can hinder us from knowing God.
又将人的所有的心意夺回。
So that we can our heart can be returned.
使他都顺服基督。
To the obedience of Christ.
我最近参加一些的布道会。
I went to a couple retreat.
我其实以前常参加布道会。
I joined a lot of retreat.
中间很长一段时间我没有参加布道会，大型的福音应该这么说，布道会。福音。
那对，long time I did not go to any of the retreat.
我觉得福音是一
now we have
a very limited
experience.
也很不完全。
And not complete.
我的经验里
In my own experience.
在福音营那样的环境里面信耶稣。
I become a Christian in a Christian retreat.
如果没有继续的跟进
If we are not continuously renew ourselves.
这些人
Many people.
很少待在教会里面。
Will stay in the church.
或是他继续如何成长。
Or they can continue to grow.
照着应该有的时间来成
长。That they can grow as the time passes.
我不是他们不信主。
Not that they don't become a believer anymore.
只是我们在那样的环境里面
Once you go all the retreat,
我们会比较强调的是我们的感受。
We begin to emphasize our own feeling.
我们强调的是上帝在我身上来。
We begin to emphasize what the love of God.
我们强调一群人他们之间这种和善、一种友好的气氛。
We begin to emphasize on the harmony.
我们去福音，我是基督徒。
When we go to the Christian retreat, I'm a Christian.
当他说要不要举手决志的时候，我都会想举手决志。
Even when they ask people want to make decision, I still want to make decision.
因为那气氛实在太好。
Because this is a beautiful environment.
但是我们知道
，But we know,
福音真正的能力
，the power of the gospel,
不是让我们有好的感受
，is not just to produce,
不是让我们心里面充满着一个温暖爱的感受。
那就是 warm heart, good feeling.
甚至不是只说我只要有信入教，
那就是 so long as I believe, I have
faith. 福音跟现在很多的教会常常就做这样的事。
Very often, many Christian retreat in church.
当我讲这个时候，不是我反对你。
These are not that I'm against thee.
我只提醒我自己。
I'm just reminding myself.
神真正的能力是攻破我们心中的愚昧。
True power of God is to break down our the castle.
当我们心里面本来是属于天然的，本来是堕落、属于黑暗权势的那颗心
，so that this decayed heart that belongs to the world
夺回到上帝的面前
，can be turned back and turned to God.
让他能够顺服基督
，so that he can become obedient.
在神的宝座面前跪下来向他敬拜
，that we can kneel down before the throne of Christ and worship him.
这才是福音。
That is the power of the gospel.
我们的心是我们最重要的战场。
Indeed, our heart is the most important battle.
我们绝不能轻视它。请下一页。
我的故事的内
容。我们的心是能够讨神喜悦的一个器皿。
Our heart is something that we can use to please God.
在路加福音十章里面
，In the Gospel of Luke chapter 10,
有一个律法师要来试探耶稣。
There is a lawyer come to tempt Christ.
那律法师说：“我要怎么样才能够承受永生
？”He said, "Rabbi, what must I do to inherit eternal life?"
意思说我怎么样才能够有永远的生命
？He said, "What do I need to do to have eternal life?"
耶稣对他说：“律法书上写什么
？”He said, "Replied to him, said, 'What does the law say?'"
这个律法师回答说
：“The Pharisee replied,
就是命经里面讲的
，'From the book of Deuteronomy,
你要信心。”
You have to love your God.
你要尽心
with all your heart, your mind.
你要尽力
all your strength.
你要尽意爱主你的神
To love your Lord and love your God.
你要爱神如己
You have to love your neighbor as yourself.
耶稣就回答说
And Jesus asked me.
你这样做就变成了
What you say is right. Go and do likewise.
心是一个器
A heart is a vessel.
律法师知道心是个器皿。
The book of law tells us that our heart is a vessel.
当犹太的小孩子，当他能够认识字的时候，当他能够念圣经的时候，他们就知道这个这段经
文。The Jewish child, when they can read, they learn that.
以色列啊，你要听。
Israelite, listen.
你要尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你的上帝。
You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your strength.
上帝没有要求他们成为一个大的国家。
God did not ask them to become a great nation.
上帝不要要求他们有什么大的成就。
God did not ask them to accomplish great things.
上帝不要让他们成为一个大的帝国，去征服那时候所有四维的国家。
God did not ask them to become a great empire, to conquer nations around them.
上帝要他们的心。
How on their heart.
他们如果能够尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力，他们就能够取悦上帝。
They can love the God with all their mind, their heart, and their strength. They can please Him.
上帝也这样要求。
This is what God requires of us.
我们常说，我做不到。
We often say that we can never do it.
我实在不能做，我实在没办法去爱我的配
偶。I really cannot love my spouse.
我实在被伤害太多。
Because I've been hurt so much.
我实在不能去爱我的弟兄姐妹。
I really can no longer love my brothers.
因为他们实在做得让我实在不能去接受。
Because they are so disappointing.
我不能爱我的同事。
I can never love my co-worker.
我不能爱我的老板。
I cannot love my boss.
因为他们只为自己。
Because they are always thinking of themselves.
他们贪婪。
They are lazy.
他们实在没有什么能力。
They are so not capable.
我做不到。
I cannot do it.
当我们讲我们做不到，当我们讲我们逃开的时候。
When we say this is beyond me, I want to escape.
也许这是上帝的灵跟你跟我来说话。
When we got the spirit of God speaking to us.
当我们看别人、看环境，觉得我们是在捆绑里面。
When we look at other and look at our environment, we are in bondage.
也许真正的捆绑是在。
Maybe the true bondage is within us.
上帝告诉我。
God tell us.
也许真正的自由应该从我们的心开始。
The true liberation starts from within our heart.
不要再做罪，做我们肉体的奴仆。
No longer shall we be slaves to sin or to the flesh.
让我们成为主耶稣基督的奴仆。
Now we become the slave of Christ.
让我们转向看着他。
Now we turn around to face him.
我们注视上帝。
We will look into his face.
我们注视上帝他自己。
We look into God.
我们注视上帝的作为。
We look at his word, his action.
我们注视上帝的感动。
We look for his moving.
也许上帝的感动非常非常的弱。
Maybe he could touch us very tenderly.
他给我们的影像，他给我们的 image 是非常非常的昏暗。
The image that in our heart is very vague.
当我们看着他的时候。
As you face him.
当我们仔细地看着他的时候。
As you focus on him.
慢慢地看见。原来上帝天上神国的荣耀就从主耶稣基督那里出来。
You will gradually see the glory of God that manifests through Jesus Christ.
我们好像在登山，在高山上面。
Like we go to the Mount of Transfiguration.
我们就坐在彼得、雅各、约翰的旁边。
We were sitting by Peter and John.
我们看见主耶稣基督的荣耀被彰显出来，有天国的荣耀。
We manifest, we see the glory of the Christ.
这样的荣耀照射到我身里面，到我心里面。
May it shine through to our life.
让我心里面得到释放。
So that our heart can be liberated.
让我们的心里面知道，我必须对他得到，为他所得到。
But from the depth of our heart, we know we must be gained by Him.
我们再回来看我们的心的时候
，So as we look at our own heart,
我们知道哪些是重要，哪些是不重要。
We will begin to know what is important.
哪些是我们应该要去争取的？哪些是应该我们要放弃的
？Is what not we must have, but what we can abandon.
那是我们心在上帝给我们位置上面，我们就得到安全去。
When our heart is in God's hands, we can be different. We need to be.
我们那时候，我们的心是完全的敞开。
When our heart is completely open to Him,
没有自由，没有自由在我们心上。
Without self-will,
我们对神非常的敏感。
So we are very sensitive to Him.
我们变得有个敏感的心。
We are sensitive to His leading.
像萨摩在晚上，他小孩子的时候，他小时候听到上帝跟他说"萨摩，萨摩"，他就起来。
Just as Samuel, we were young, he heard the calling of God, Samuel, Samuel.
我们对上帝敏感。
We are sensitive to him.
我们对人能够敏感。
We become sensitive to other people.
我们对有需要的人能够敏感。
We are sensitive to other people's needs.
我们看到人会这样对我，他里面一定受过什么伤害。
We see why people treat us that way because of the hurt is in them.
我再次回去看看我先生的需要。
I can look at what my husband needs.
我太太的需要。
What my wife needs.
我儿女的需要。
What my children.
我用我的心来感受他。
Use my heart.
我以前做不到，
但是 before I cannot do it.
我现在做不到。
Now I am able to.
因为里面有上帝的心。
Because it's heart of God.
我的心被他得到。
Our heart has been gained by.
我的心就能过他和他心意的生活。
Now my heart can begin to live a life.
整个生命在新的当中。
That our heart can be controlled with this new heart.
我们的心里。Let's
pray.
主啊，我们感谢赞美。
Father, we pray and thank you.
谢谢你对我们的信。
Thank you for the heart that you give us.
让我们用它来荣耀。
That we can use our heart to glorify you.
虽然我们以前用这个心来得罪。
Before we use our heart to offend you.
一切。
Abandon you.
不敬拜,
we forgive about you.
封闭自己,
we close ourselves.
刚毅,
we are stubborn.
蒙昧无知,
we are foolish.
但是, 求你帮助我们,
Father, we ask you to help us.
因你儿子的血,
your son's blood, that we are heart being transformed.
也圣灵在我们的工作,
your spirit will work within us.
让这个心成为一个改变的心。
Our heart can be changed.
让这个心能够成为承受你恩典的一个器皿。
Our heart can be a vessel that opens to your blessing.
让这个心能够成为旁边的祝福的源头。
Our heart can be a source of blessing to people.
让求你帮助。
We ask you to help.
愿你在我们心里面伟大。
May you be magnified in our heart.
感谢赞。
Thank you.
From Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.